Chapter 1. The Preacher. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 12. 10,000 women were crammed into Norfolk's biggest arena with heavy Bibles on their laps and a thick brochure for the Living Proof Live event in their hands, detailing the schedule for the April 2016 weekend. Almost every hotel room around the city had been booked for months as women drove in from across the southeast and down the eastern seaboard to hear Beth Moore, the Texas dynamo whose Bible studies had been bestsellers for almost two decades. Beth was the biggest name in evangelicalism, as far as women were concerned, with 880,000 Twitter followers, a packed annual speaking circuit, and the constant promotion of her material by the largest Protestant denomination's publishing house, the Southern Baptist Lifeway. When she entered the arena, the women around me strained their necks to see the top of her blonde head across the dark expanse and murmured about how Beth raised her hands in worship, how she sang along with the opening band, and how she might address them tonight. Beth hopped up on stage with open arms and a loud welcome, assuring the audience that even after 19 years in ministry, she had prepared a word for them tonight that came from her fervent prayer and diligent study. "Tell your neighbor, I am a student," she called out. "I am a student," echoed the crowd, thumbing through their Bibles for the correct verses. Beth was a bouncy and cheerful narrator who loved to jump immediately into the reading of a Bible passage and its slow exegesis. She was known for the way she read a verse and then retold it, sinking into the details to draw out the texture and emotion of the story as she acted out the parts of the characters. Luke's gospel account of Jesus' healing of the Roman centurion's servant was her text that night, and she pulled her listeners into a verse-by-verse elucidation of its meaning. The centurion had told Jesus not to come to his house, but to heal the servant with only a word, and Jesus had been amazed at the man's faith. "What kind of faith is this that Jesus marveled?" Marveled. He marveled. There are two times, and there may be translations that use the word more than this, but most Bibles use the word concerning Christ himself two different times in the Gospels. The other is in Mark 6:6, and I want you to go there for a quick second. Where are you, Mark 6? Tell me one more time. "Mark 6," repeated the crowd. "And it says, he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them." She read the words carefully, with the slow voice a teacher might use when giving instructions to a classroom. Then she quickly looked up and quipped, "Now I'm going to tell you something. I would consider that a good day. Anybody?" The audience laughed as if they had been holding their breath, exhaling relief as they moved out of the moral gravity of the scriptures and back into Beth's peppy chatter. "I'd be going, woo!" she exclaimed. "If he could do that tonight in this place, I'd consider that a mighty, mighty fabulous evening." They laughed again, but before the sound died down, Beth was back to the text, explaining little bits of Jewish custom, pretending to be a biblical character or parsing a Greek verb. Beth had once been an aerobics teacher, and there was little sign that she had given up her ability to keep a crowd following along as she taught for over an hour. She rarely spoke about her personal life or gave interviews, and when she made references to her own shortcomings that night, she demurred, "I don't want to trip anyone else up by telling you about it." Instead, she wanted audiences to know her as a teacher of the Bible, and with over 11 million of her products sold, Beth's name was virtually synonymous with women's Bible studies.